Talk of control of borders now. Talk of assimilation of immigrants. Talk of acceptance of French secular practices enforced by the government. And the fear and anger generated against French Muslims because of the atrocity last Friday all raise issues of direct concern to the large Muslim population in France. Some recent immigrants, but many lifelong French citizens from the time when Muslim Algeria was actually a part of France in the 20th century. Hussein Rashid is a professor of religion at Hofstra University. Hussein, as we talk about solidarity and coming together in the non-Muslim community, in the Muslim community, the response to attacks like these underscores the divisions in that society.
Yeah, I think, John, that you've really hit on something about this idea of coming together as a community that oftentimes tends to be exclusionary. You know, as we see this tragedy unfolding in Paris, we have to understand that there will be ongoing tragedies from this. There's the immediate loss of life. We're already seeing the rise in anti-refugee sentiment in France. But the Muslim community, which has been there for generations, is going to continue to be marginalized. And I think what we see happening in the French situation is it's nearly a year since the Charlie Hebdo attacks. And a lot of the things that we saw go wrong there in terms of intelligence services, we see going wrong here that, you know, the French state is so interested in watching every Muslim that they're not watching anybody that is actually a threat. And I think it's a concern, and it will only get worse for the Muslim community in France.
What do you think of the secular practices and the call for Muslims to toe a particular line, calls that will probably increase now?
I think the call to secularism, to being French in a very particular way, I think will absolutely increase. And I think it's unfortunate because that's not a way to create a national character. What it is a way to increase further sense of alienation and discomfort with the idea of what it means to be French. In many ways, I think it actually plays into the hands of Daesh, the so-called Islamic State, because it says that, you know, Muslims aren't welcome in Europe. And what we've seen in the American example and to a certain extent in the British example is that where Muslims are integrated, where people of all varieties are integrated into the idea of what the nation state is, the nation state tends to be more secure.
Let's focus on that because that is really critical. Would you say that based on the events of Friday and the particular problems in France right now, particularly with the police and the politics in France, that it is uniquely difficult for Muslims in France to fight this as French citizens, as proud French citizens, because of the divisions you've just cited?
I think it's difficult for Muslims to fight this as French citizens. I think that's the right way to frame it. I think Muslims in France will continue to fight it. I think we're seeing some success in Germany because of what Angela Merkel has been doing there. And I think that it's really the French character of that resistance that will become difficult, not really from the Muslim side, but from the law enforcement side, who really doesn't see French Muslims as being French enough to stand in defense of the nation.
That has to come from Hollande, the president?
Yes, absolutely. It has to come from him.
Hussein Rashid, it's always great to talk to you. You clarify so much in these kinds of situations. Hussein Rashid, our dear friend, is a professor of religion at Hofstra University. Hussein, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.